We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Corey, this might be of interest to you. You're in the market for baby supplies. Walmart is having a day to help new parents or parents-to-be out. The Super Chain is hosting a baby savings day. It's going down this Saturday from 10:30 to 4:30, and prices on items like car seats, sippy cups, diaper bags, pacifiers, all that good stuff will be even lower than the usual price. So again, that's going down this Saturday, 10:30 to 4:30 at several local Walmart stores, including the stores in Brockport, Canandaigua, Macedon, Webster, and multiple Rochester stores.
Waiting, I didn't realize the amount of hatred out there for Peeps, the colorful marshmallow candies that usually pop up during Easter.
Pretty divisive.
Well, this came out and people are raging against it. The fact that Peeps announced 7 new flavors.
Wow.
So several of these new flavors will be exclusive to certain stores, by the way. So like the root beer flavor, the root beer float flavor is only going to be available at Kroger grocery stores, which I don't believe we have any very close to us.
Yeah, Kroger's like Southwest, might be South.
You know, if you're a Peep enthusiast, you're going to need to take a bit of a trip.
Yeah, road trip.
Walmart will be selling blue raspberry, and Target will be selling vanilla cream and chocolate caramel swirl. The rest of the new flavors will be available nationwide. They also announced, by the way, a new coffee creamer flavored like the marshmallow treat. All the flavors right now, there's a story up at 98pxy.com.
If you live on the east side of Rochester, you will now get to enjoy the delight that is the Pizza Stop.
We're very food motivated in this feed.
Yeah, we are. The Pizza Stop has officially opened at Pittsford Plaza. This is the third Pizza Stop location. We've got one right by the PXY studio on State Street in downtown Rochester, and there's another one out in Greece. So you can find the Pizza Stop right by Michael's Arts and Crafts at Pittsford Plaza.
And finally, an update to this story, actually, of the actor Jesse Smollett from Empire.
This is getting crazier and crazier.
Well, the latest is that he turned himself into Chicago police this morning around 5:15 a.m.
Wow.
That after being indicted for filing a false police report. This all stems back to when he was attacked on January 29th.
Yeah.
And this blew up and it was a huge deal, and he was doing interviews about it because of the fact that it was kind of seen as a hate crime, right?
Right. Homophobic, racist, assault. Yeah.
Well, now it appears that he set the whole thing up.
Oh my gosh. This is so weird.
Right. You know, again, he said they beat him. They hurled racist and homophobic insults at him and then looped a rope around his neck before they fleed.
Jesus.
Apparently, police couldn't find a surveillance video of the attack, but questioned two men who were initially deemed as suspects that were released on Friday. And then information came out that basically it seems like he just made the whole thing up.
So sick. It's so sick. If it's true. If he did make it up.
So a press conference is planned for today at 9 a.m. at Central Time. And a bond hearing is set for 1:30 Central Time. So again, just I feel like there's a lot more to this story than we probably even know at this point.
Oh, God. Yeah, it'll keep unfolding for
like,
sure.
This is one of those stories, right? And these happen every, I don't know, they're maybe once a year, every couple years.
Yeah.
That's just so bizarre and out of left field that it doesn't even seem like real life.
No. I mean, I was saying earlier in the show, it reminds me of when Winona Ryder was, you know, was shoplifting. And it was like, what? This big movie star who has millions and millions of dollars, this can't be real.
It reminds me of, Lindsay Lohan's kind of flying off the rails.
Yeah.
Who was the other? She was the former child star.
Amanda Bynes?
Yeah, Amanda Bynes, that whole fiasco.
Where you thought it was...
Because you're like, is this like method acting?
That's
like,
right. For a while with Amanda Bynes, for a while, I was convinced it was performance art. Mm-hmm. I was convinced she was doing some kind of a documentary because she was like the only child star who didn't, like, never got into any trouble or scandals. until that whole thing happened. And she was like 27 when that happened. So it was late.
And it just turns out she got really bored and was high. And that was kind of the story. And she had some
mental issues as well that played into that.
But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if this story about this Empire star is something along those lines of, because I did read a report earlier this week that what happened to him is apparently is the same plot as a play that he auditioned for.
So ridiculous. If this comes back to be, if this is like method acting, done. Yeah. He needs to be done.
Yeah. I mean, maybe to him it seemed like a good idea at the time.
No.
But yeah.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. So we'll keep you updated on that. But right now he's currently in custody.
If you want to do that for your method acting, do it in the privacy of like your home or your property. You don't go and like file a police report and get all this.
Well, and then do interviews
involved.
about it.
Yeah, it's insanity.
Yeah, it's wild.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.